Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
B. Mitch and Finley, the big news that everybody's kind of been waiting for is what will happen with Brian Robinson. Now we know B. Rob has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers. Credit Ben Stanek was the first one that brought this idea to us 10 days ago, a week ago. I said certainly possible. I don't really see the need for it. Obviously, Washington feels differently. They got a lot of faith in Bill and C-Rod and Eckler and McNichols. Able to get a six-round pick back. I'm curious how the folks feel about the trade. Let's go to Ryan in D.C. Ryan, what do you think of the trade?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
I feel good about the trade because I got full faith in Adam Peters and the guys. But I'm happy about it just because I feel like it looks like we were about to cut him before week one. I was just thinking about it as I was on hold. He's really the last guy from that whole Olave trade with Sam Howell, Dotson, Robinson, and then I think it was like Cole Turner or something like that. But it's just end of an era. But I'm cool with it.
Cole's still here.
We'll trust in our four guys. So
as of now.
That's true.
As of now?
Yeah, Cole Turner's still here.
That's a really good point.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Everybody was so hyped about that trade. Washington moved back, whatever it was, four or five spots, took Dotson, was able to draft Howell, B-Rob. I mean, in the end, I think you'd rather have
Olave, right? Yeah, it looked really promising at first.
Right. Thanks for the call, dude. Good call. If you could balance it all out now, wouldn't you rather have Olave? And I think Jameson Williams went after Olave, if I remember correctly. Zeke is in Southeast. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
All right. Hey, now I like the trade because I have, like the guy said, the previous caller, trust in Peters and that whole regime. Because remember last year we was uncertain about a lot of moves they made with the roster, but they took the four-win team to one game away from the Super Bowl. So I don't question them. They probably think they have better talent. That's why they let B-Rob go, and they can work with what they have. So I'm looking forward to, you know, pretty much getting the better results from that running back room. Yeah, you kind of, you know, you don't know. Is it risky? Yes. But, you know, no what to say. No risk, no reward. So I think we probably are better off because of that. But, you know, I hate to see him go because he was a great player for us.
All right.
Thanks, Zeke. He was a good player.
Good player.
Our guy Toothpick is on the line. What's up, Pick?
Hey, what's good, JP? What's up, B-Mitch?
What up, brother?
Hey, listen. I'm not bashing B-Rob. I want to say that first, right? But B-Rob has not had a complete season with us. He's often injured. He misses games every year, right? And we lack explosion in the running back position. And for him to be in his last year, we got something back for him. So that's a plus for our general manager in our front office. At the same time, you know, now I feel like we do have explosion brought in competition, and that's what they always preach is competition. So this is a good thing right here that we have competition in that position, and you got something for somebody. Whereas in past regimes, you know, it just would have been, hey, we're just going to cut them. We're going to get nothing for them. So it's a plus. It's a plus. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for taking my call, man.
All right, man. Thanks, Pick. Appreciate
it. I said this, though. I know we talk about the explosion thing and say, but not many people play a full season anymore in the NFL, to be totally honest with you. So when a guy plays 15, 14 games, that's a plus. None of these other guys have proven they could do that either, just to question it. You know, none of them have proven they could play that long.
Totally.
We'll see. Totally. We'll see moving forward.
Totally. I don't know what just happened there. I think I just accidentally hung up on a couple people. So if you're trying to call in, call again, because I think I accidentally just hung up on a couple people. Chris is in Arlington. Chris, what do you think?
Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, I'm fine with it because I trust the people who are the football brains over there in Ashburn. But I guess I am questioning the timing of it. I think that they overplayed their hand by basically letting the world know that he was available, but also in the last year of his contract. So I guess in the end, I would rather have the knowledge that I've got an 8-touchdown running back on my squad for 1 year than take a chance on what a 6th-round pick could bring me over the next several years. It's probably nothing. So that's kind of where I am on this.
All right.
Yeah, man, it's people can easily be like, oh, you know, B-Rob, the explosive plays, I remember hearing that going back to the middle of last season. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Chris. And then he did have the 2 fumbles in that Philly game. Mm-hmm. But
you look at him over the long haul, he rarely fumbles.
Over 3 years, 800 yards and 6 touchdowns per season, that's not nothing.
Yeah,
like
100%. And let's be real. Yes, we may seem like we got more explosion. We showed it. We didn't go get a 1,600-yard back.
Right.
So, listen, I'm with people who say that. It's funny how people say, I trust Adam Peters. I trust our new people, but they question everything that they've done. So, but the thing for me is I understand what they're trying to do, but they also didn't send him to a trash heap.
Right.
They sent him to the 49ers. With a legitimate offensive line, a damn good play caller, a good team. So, you know, I see that as respect, a level of respect.
Let's keep the phones going. Josh is in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Joshua?
Hey, fellas. Thanks again for coming out to the Dad Games. You guys were amazing.
Oh, that was fun, man.
Josh, what's up, dude?
Brother?
I didn't know it was you. Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, dude? You guys were awesome. That was a blast.
Yo, we had a blast. Hey, And I wanted to say, I thought the article in the Washington Post was really awesome. I read that and enjoyed
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah,
man. And, hey, we're bringing it around the country, so we're going to have you guys on the road for us, man, as we get bigger and bigger. So
let's go.
It was a lot of fun, man. But, hey, on this one, I think 2 things can be true, man. I like the deal, and I really like B-Rob. I like the deal. You know, 6-rounders are not nothing, man. I mean, Terrell Davis, Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, like there are some legit 6-rounders in the NFL that, you know, history that, you know, so that there's some real value there. And he just didn't, there was something different last year. I think all of us season ticket holders saw it. Like they're just, the vision and the burst wasn't there. On the flip side, though, I just really like this dude. He was one of the nicest guys at training camp. He literally picked up my 5-year-old and signed his back. Like he took a bullet for this city, quite literally. And so I think as a fan base, we've got to be cheering him on wherever he goes because he just seems to be like a salt of the earth human being.
I'm with you. I never saw a guy that was better about signing autographs. I don't want to say never. Brian Robinson was among the best guys I've ever seen at signing for kids. He would spend hours out there.
Yeah.
Hours. Thanks for the call, Josh. And yo, we really enjoyed Dad
that was
Games.
Fun, man.
Keep us in
that
the
was
loop,
totally
man.
Fun.
Happy to be a part of it.
We're gonna run it back. Appreciate you.
All right.
Take
cool.
care. Jaime's on the line.
Jaime,
what's good?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Friday.
Same to you, brother.
I didn't like, getting rid of B-Rob. It's going to be a long season. We're planning to play 20-plus games. We have a trip to Europe. Maybe somebody's with a back pain, and it's not going to be able to make the trip. You know, we don't
I mean, that phone acting up today, brother.
I got to put you on hold, dog. We can't hear you. Let's go to Matt Stafford. Shouldn't you be worried about your back, Matt Stafford, not Brian Robinson?
Yeah, I just worry about my old lady and keeping her happy. so my back is secondary. And all the talk of the message it sends the team to not sign Mr. Commander Terry McLaurin, I think this is the opposite. I think they probably had a lot of offers. They might have had better offers from worse situations. Maybe the Cleveland Browns offered a fifth and they turned it down out of respect for Brian to get him in a good landing spot. That's what I'm thinking. So yeah, I think it's a good look for everyone. And, hey, I'm stashing Brian Robinson on my fantasy team somewhere.
I think
All right, brother.
You're looking at the sunny side of life there. I think if you're willing to cut a player, you're willing to trade him to the best offer. But maybe you're right. Maybe if they were like if it was a six from Cleveland or a six from San Fran, you're like, all right, let's do San Fran.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe you try to
leverage. Okay, that might be closer. Right.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you, bud. Let's go to Dave in Woodbridge.
Well, from Cleveland, you've been closer up to the top of the round.
more work. Dave, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm feeling a little bad for B-Rob. I like this dude. He never had a line here. I feel like if he had a line, he's a 1,000-yard back, maybe 1,100 yards. Who knows if he had more holes. You know, that's kind of maybe why he had so many injuries. He's getting hit as soon as he got the ball. I do wish him well. I'll listen to what y'all got to say. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Definitely wish him well. 100% wish him well.
I don't believe in just hating on somebody just because they're not on your team anymore.
I think it could work out well for B-Rob, too.
Yeah.
San Fran's a good spot, good offensive line. Kyle Shanahan, that offense,
hell up there.
They run the hell out of the ball. Ricky's down in Chesapeake. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, Rick?
What's up, B-Mitch, JP?
What's happening?
I just want to say, man, that, you know, we don't know how good Brian Robinson could have been running behind the offensive line that he's been running behind. I know y'all done touched on it, but right now, understanding that we consider this to be an upgrade with the offensive lineman we got now, we don't truly know how good Brian Robinson could have been.
Got a point there.
I don't know that I agree with that. I think we're 3 years in on B-Rob. Like, I think we know who he is as a player. I think he's a good back, tough runner, helps your team. But I don't think, you know, if we're doing tiers or levels, like, I think there's a reason they also moved on here because they don't think he's the game-breaker, game-changer type that you can't let leave your building.
Like I said to you the other night, if B-Rob was in the game on last Monday in them same situations and had them same runs, can't make this move.
Right.
And that's why you didn't play him in that game. So let's be real, man. When you're trying to make moves, sometimes it has nothing to do with whether they think a player is bad or not. He's just not in your plans no more. It's that simple with some stuff. These other guys we feel are better in our plans. This guy is no longer in the plans.
I think that's well
gotcha.
Said. Thank you, Ricky. Appreciate you, bud.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye, man. All right. We'll keep the phone lines open for the rest of the hour. 800-636-1067. A lot of reaction going on. As obviously a big trade. Jeff walking in here with Lord knows what. I did want to credit our guy Drew Cohen, one of our most loyal listeners, a good friend. Drew brought us in some crab cakes.
Jay, I had a sandwich called the Fan.
So I have it here. I haven't tried it yet. Now
the sandwich is outstanding.
All right. So here's the deal. There were two different kinds of crab cakes, and we don't know whose was whose, right?
Uh-huh.
I liked the less ball version. I liked the one that was more like lump crab than the other joint, B.
Yep. I like both of them.
They were both great.
They both had lump crab. Just one of them was a little bit less firm because it wasn't like baked or cooked. The other one was more a little looser. I like, and the thing about me, I like different types of them. I just don't like it when they fried and they got the what you call them, the little stringy meat instead of I like lump meat.
Yeah.
So So the lump got me on both of them. I like them both. Like, for me, if I walked in the house, I grabbed one or the other, I wouldn't have a problem with either.
I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, so that's how I was with that one. But the overall thing that knocked me out the house was those right there. That sandwich you waiting to eat, it's called the Fan. They got a crab cake, a soft shell crab. They got some tomatoes, some bacon on that thing. That is outstanding.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Looking ahead to next year, now that they have this sixth rounder, Commanders now have six picks in the 2026 NFL draft. Keep in mind, they don't have a second rounder because they traded. That was included in the tons.
They may end up with one. They keep getting these extra little picks here.
So right now, they have a first rounder, a third rounder, a fourth rounder. They don't have a second because that was included in the Tunsil trade. They don't have a fifth because that was included in the Debo trade. They have a sixth. They have two sixths now. Their own and one from the Brian Robinson trade. And a seventh.
Okay.
So if you're keeping track, and there are people keeping track. If you're keeping track of the draft next year before they even play this year, six total picks. You mentioned a comp pick. I'm trying to think what player could get them a comp pick.
They release anybody?
If you release somebody, I don't think you get a comp pick. It's only if somebody's contract expires.
Okay.
Like, they didn't get a comp pick from John Allen because they released him. If somebody's contract expires, this, but there's one very obvious one.
Who?
Terry. If Terry plays out his deal and they don't tag him and he signs elsewhere in free agency,
see,
next year,
that's a lot of questions. I don't much want to speculate all that. You say if they don't tag him, that's too much to think about.
Right. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at people who have expiring contracts this season.
If somebody's thinking on expire and they don't know that it'll be a possibility of a tag, I can understand that. But this one here, that's too much to be speculating right now.
Sure. Ways to get other picks without trades and stuff would be comp picks. Now, comp picks come at the end of the third round. They're basically fourth round picks. Deron is in – this is the last year on Deron's deal with guaranteed money. But they'd have to release him in the offseason, which would not lead to a comp pick. It's honestly almost the exact same roster, age, everything as it was with Allen last year. All right, we've had a significant Brian Robinson discussion. A lot of people, I tweeted out, B, if you look at the last three seasons, B-Rob has averaged about 750 yards and six touchdowns. There's a level of dependability with that you don't get with the other guys on the roster. And all these people are like, only thing you could depend on is not picking up first downs and fumbles. Like,
because they're stupid.
You have a very skewed
reality. They don't know. They just speak sometimes just to be speaking.
I don't know. I don't understand. You and I were talking about this early. Like in April, there was a weird backlash to B-Rob among the fan base. And if you want to say, like, He left yards on the field. Don't disagree. But he also did a lot of good things here in Washington.
Totally.
When we come back, let's talk Ravens Commanders tomorrow and go around the NFL. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to celebrate.
Let's have an exercise. Brian?
Let's exercise?
No, let's have an exercise.
Oh, okay. What you want to do?
Let's perform an exercise. I think I'm going to shock you, B. You ready for this?
I'm shocked by most things you do, Jay.
Brian, I'm going to pull something out of this bag that will shock you. For those on the stream, I'm in my backpack. Landfill, are you ready to be shocked?
Shock me.
I think I am. I have a pen.
Oh, Lord.
I put a pen in my bag because I never have one.
Man, if you don't hurry up, go to this phone line, see what the hell he's
There's nobody on the phone.
Well, do something other than telling us you got a damn pen.
Shout out to NBC4. There's a supply closet there.
Oh, you stole a pen.
I work there. I think I'm allowed to take a pen.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to just go in the closet. It's somebody that's in charge of those pens.
Nah, dude. I'm allowed.
I promise you, it's somebody in charge of pens. And guess what? Now they're mad because they don't have the right number.
Landfill, you don't think I'm allowed to take a pen? I think I am.
We know you will do something illegal and then come on there and telling yourself. We already seen you do
it. It's not stealing. I work there. The pens are for people that work there.
You're going to get fired like Craig and Friday.
Yeah, you can get fired for that.
I get fired on my day off.
Yeah, and then, like, we also know that you eat, like, candy out of the freezers. They're not yours.
That's here.
Yeah, that's and you come on air and tell people.
That has nothing to do with taking a pen from the supply closet, which are supplies for people to go to work.
Is anybody in charge of that supply closet?
No, it's just open. Like it's
so. In other words, they
it's
just
over
say,
by the IT.
Anybody could just take. So if I decide right now I want to walk over here to this copy machine, I'm gonna take these some packs of the paper and just take it home. That's I work here.
I don't think that's the same.
It is the same.
B.
It's supplies. I need to
old CSN office. There was a supply closet.
And
we could go
never
to
went in it.
All right, but you were allowed to.
No.
Yes.
I can't just take this microphone home and say, well, I need it for work.
Because you work here.
You guys are such idiots.
No.
You're allowed to take a pen.
The idiot is the person who steals some did go broadcast to the whole town.
It's not stealing.
Town.
It's a pen from the supply closet.
Is there a sign or anything that says, I want to know if there's anything written that says you can just go get some pens.
Yo, it's open. There's no lock. It's not in a separate area. It's like you can access these supplies.
Now, did you walk fast away from?
I know you're listening, Heather, so text me and let me know. Can anybody just walk in there, because you work there, and just grab stuff and take it?
And don't put it behind a lock, because most of their employees are trustworthy.
And you're not.
You're allowed to have the pens. And since we're doing it, people keep stealing the pens off my desk at Channel 4, which is why I have to keep going and getting new pens.
So you're stealing it, and they're stealing it from
you? No.
Actually,
if you take it off somebody's desk, that's
stealing. No, they're taking them off your desk and put them back in the place, and you just go and get the same one you stole the day before.
My point was celebrating having this pen. If anybody from Channel 4 is listening, Kerwin, anybody, please call in and defend my ability to take a pen.
I'll just text Heather. She'll hear me.
JP don't got five on it. He got five fingers on it.
Yeah.
The point here was we got this Ravens preseason game tomorrow, right? Ravens Commanders, high noon. B's going to be on the call.
It's early in the morning.
Yeah. What's your call time for that?
About 9-ish or earlier.
Okay. Let's just because too many people will say no starters are playing. And I understand legit straight starters probably won't be playing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be significant contributors playing. Let's try the exercise of making a 53, right? And because that will prove my point. So quarterbacks, three, right? We know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs, at this point, four. We know who they are. Tight ends, I think it's three, and then they try to get.
You're trying to get down to the roster.
Yeah, because I think there's going to. Yo, Cody's got to relax.
No, he probably said something about what you're doing wrong again.
Cody just tweeted at the FBI and at the FBI's most wanted that JP stole a pen.
I don't blame him because you're a thief, JP.
It's not stealing.
That's stealing, dog.
No, you guys are upset.
Just like when you ate the people Twix. You said that wasn't stealing.
That was much more stealing than taking a pen.
No, it's just all of it is stealing. It's not yours and you taking it.
These are meant to be taken. Like if you go to a restaurant and they got mints when you leave, you don't take a mint?
No,
that's after you pay for your meal.
Work there.
No,
complimentary.
Those mints are
these
there.
These pens are complimentary.
They tell you to take those. They don't tell you to take
pens. They tell you to take this.
They tell you to take the pen to work at the work.
So take a picture where it says, take a pen. Then we will believe you.
They tell you to help yourself to work things. This is a work thing.
I guarantee you they don't tell you that. I put $1,000. They don't tell you.
What's crazy is the two knuckleheads in there are just joking around. I think you're serious.
Are they going to let you walk off with one of them cameras?
You know why I'm serious? Because you will do something that totally you're not supposed to do, then come on the radio and talk about it as if it's okay. So I'm telling you, just one thing I hope you get out of this whole deal.
You're allowed to take the pens.
Stop admitting. Stop coming on air and talking about what you do when it's not your stuff.
I don't think this is the same scenario. That's all I'm saying.
I just got a text. Heather, yes, he's stealing. I'm joking.
She did not.
She didn't say that.
I'm texting. Can one of you? I'm going to text everybody. The whole damn company. One of you call and confirm I'm allowed to take a pen. Maybe Goldrick, if you're listening. He's the big boss. All right, I'm going to try to get back to business here. Tight ends, I got to keep it three. I feel like we mentioned Yankoff last year, but I don't think he was on the active coming out of camp. I think he was on the practice squad, and therefore he was in the building. You think they're keeping I think they're keeping three tight ends. Do you agree with that?
I think Yankoff make the team.
So you got him keeping four tight ends?
I'm thinking Yankoff can make the team, bro. A battle. That is a battle between Yankoff and Sinnott.
Do you think Sinnott could actually get cut?
Do I think? Yes.
Really?
When I hear coaches mentioning an undrafted player consistently, it tells you something about it. And Yankoff was here last year. See, the mindset that, oh, we draft you, you got to stay on the team. That's not a winning mindset. So we can't in one breath talk about what Adam is doing to move forward if just you got to keep a guy just because he was drafted. You know what I'm saying?
We got people calling in about the damn pen.
I mean, damn, you stole the pen.
I did not steal a pen.
Yeah, you're a thief.
Richard, what's up?
Hey, what's up, JP and B-Mitch? How you doing?
We good, man. How you doing?
Good. Hey, B-Mitch, I think you're giving JP a little bit too much flack here. No, ever since I was a little kid, my dad is notorious for if we were to get a beer glass that has a logo of the restaurant we're at, my dad would always pocket that and we'd take it home. We got them lined up.
Your dad is a thief, just like JP.
No.
You just tell me your dad is a thief,
no.
Dude. Am I supposed look? If your daddy was lifting stuff that wasn't his, if they say you could keep a souvenir glass, then he's not a thief. But if he just walked out of it, he's a thief.
I'm saying if JP is out here outing himself as a criminal,
I appreciate
I might as well
you, Richard.
Do it with him. Yes,
so, you ain't outing yourself. You're outing your dad. See that? That's that.
Well,
that's,
I did it with
you. You a snitch and your daddy a thief.
Answer line nine, please. Snitches and thieves. No honor amongst thieves.
He called in and out his dad. He's a snitch.
Thank you, dude. All right. We got an agent on the line. Agent Harper. Hello, Agent Harper.
Yes, this is Agent Harper from the FBI. We're calling about the stolen pen.
It's not stolen, dude. It's a pen from the office supply closet.
Was it your pen before you took the pen?
It was nobody's pen. It's in a closet full of pens.
So it's a JP, pen, it belonged to somebody.
Just don't answer no questions without your lawyer.
It's,
right? Hey,
it's the FBI, Jay. When they call you, they already know all the answers.
We got a car downstairs waiting for you. Please get out, and we'll take you into headquarters.
I'm going to call my attorney. Thank you.
Goodbye, sticky fingers.
All right. Look, I'm ready to set the record straight.
Huh?
My guy Bakari calling in to defend me. Hello.
Who the hell is Bakari? We don't know if he's a legitimate.
You've met Bakari. Bakari.
I don't know if Bakari is a legitimate.
Bakari, can you please state your name and occupation, sir?
We need to come to the court to speak for
yourself. He's a witness.
I don't know if he's a good witness.
Birthday twins. We almost birthday twins.
I know
we're
birthday
twins,
but don't lie for him because you're going to be accessory.
Now, I will say I did see him, you know, his car, you know, at the back of the station, you know, a couple boxes of things going out. But,
there we go. I believe you.
Usually he limits it to one pin a day. You know, we can allow that. That's
hold on,
fine
BK, you can confirm that people are stealing the pens off my desk at Channel 4. So I have no choice but to go get more pens.
Yes, there is another unidentified pen thief.
So,
that we have yet
but just because another person is a thief don't mean you have the right to be a thief.
This is not stealing.
Dude, I gave you pens.
I lost those.
Okay, so you shouldn't be stealing. You should own your own.
BK, you now, also know somebody stole my cup.
Now that I did not know.
Yeah.
I did not know about that one.
When I'm finding out now, BK, he's a liar too.
I did let JP borrow a pen once. Have I seen it again?
So if you've seen JP and you had a pen disappear, he stole it.
It's not stealing.
You can assume that.
These are pens. BK, thank you for defending my honor. I appreciate you, buddy.
Of course, man. Like I said, limit those pen drops. Limit those, all right?
Yeah, just don't tell him on air.
Thank you, dude.
After you steal them.
My whole point.
He's still guilty. He admitted that you take a pen a day, so.
Yeah.
Dog.
And then you got a dude going to call in to my man, JP, not a thief. You too hard on him. My dad's a thief. That dude's a thief. You a snitch.
My wife, God bless her, once we were at this bar that had these awesome, awesome beer glasses.
Uh-huh.
And there was a sign, please don't steal the beer glasses. And I said to her, I was like, damn, I'm not going to, but I love these things. We got home that night. She pulled one out of her purse.
You know what?
I knew right then I'm marrying that woman.
Another snitch. He's a snitch too. So here we go. So JP, I know when he gets a little inebriated, he starts to dance, and I
got flow though.
I meet Lauren, and I'm like thinking, why is she with JP? JP is a little wild, a little crazy. Yeah, I saw her at a wedding dancing.
Now who's
birds
snitching?
Birds of a feather flock together.
Now who's snitching?
I didn't say she stole it. I said she was dancing. I didn't call it and say she stole a beer glass like you just stole.
BK, thank you for calling in, buddy. I don't know if you're
still. Of course, fellas. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
See you, man. When we come back.
What are we going to call this segment right here on the thing? Snitchgate?
J.P. Finley Pen Thief.
Thiefgate.
When we come back, we're going to make some bets, figure out what college football we're watching this weekend. Before we go, though, got to tell you about our good friends over at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Paul is an absolute stud. You work with the best. It's his family. They'll get you new windows, new doors. You might need extra secure doors if I'm coming over and you got good beer glasses or loose pens about.
Yeah, you're going to take them.
Seriously, working with Paul has dramatically changed my house. Temperatures are perfect because the cool air doesn't get out in the summer. The cold air doesn't get in the winter. The doors are functional. Really, really just aesthetically pleasing. I mean, he built that sunroom that people see me record stuff from home on. Paul built that pretty much from scratch, man, and it is perfect. Changed my home. I know working with Paul Henry's Window Insulation has been terrific for my family, and it can be the same for your family. B, I know how much success you've had working with Paul, too.
I've had a lot of success. Been working for Paul for multiple years now. because he comes in, he does everything at a fair price. He does it quickly, and he doesn't mess up anything. And once Paul does something, it's going to be fixed. So every time something goes wrong, I call Paul, not even beyond windows and doors. I say, Paul, can you do this too? He said, yeah, we can do that. So I get him to do it. It doesn't mess up like the other people. A lot of people come to my house and worked on it. So if you did, you know where the hell you are. You won't be coming back ever again. Still so if everybody want to get the same type of deal that JP and I got, reach out to Paul right now. You'll get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe.
B. Mitchell Finley, Triple A poll of the day. What do you care more about? Preseason week 3, college football week 0. Votes are in. College football week 0, 60. Preseason week 3, 40.
Well, I'm going to add mine. I care about preseason week 3. Get paid to work.
Sure,
I
get it.
More than I get paid for college week 1. Week 0. How much I get paid for college week 0? Zero.
That's the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. It is week 0, which means tomorrow we can gamble on football. Real football, baby. Hell yeah. I'll run through the slate, B. Tell me your side. The big one, Iowa State, Kansas State. High noon. Is that a neutral site, or are they playing that in the Little Apple? It looks like Kansas State.
It's in Ireland.
Is it?
I think so.
One of those college games is going to be over there.
Kansas State.
You should go, Jake. Hang out with your peeps. You from Scotland.
Unfortunately, I got to hit. I got to work tomorrow, too.
Mm.
Which I guess.
I mean, if you're stealing all the pins, that's why you got to work all that extra time.
You can't leave the country.
Yeah, you can't leave the country because he's on probation, Landfill.
You're right, Landini. That one's in Dublin. Bubbling in Dublin. Can't deny me. Iowa State, K-State tomorrow in Dublin. That should be a scene. Kansas State favored by 3.
Okay.
You want a little 4 o'clock action, B?
What you got at 4?
Idaho State.
What time is that game?
Noon.
Well, I'm working at noon.
I know. We're not going to get to watch it. Idaho State at UNLV. The Running Rebels are favored by 27.5.
Damn.
We taking the Fighting Mike Beasley's here?
27.5.
You got to lay 4 touchdowns, dude.
Dang.
6:30. Fresno State at Kansas. Jayhawks favored by 12.5.
Huh. Yeah, I think I'll roll with the Jayhawks on that one, dog.
I might take Fresno.
Yep.
They
got a lot of pins over there.
My kind of place. 7 o'clock, Sam Houston versus Western Kentucky.
Take Western Kentucky.
Favored by 10 are the Hilltoppers.
Take the Hilltoppers.
Okay.
I used to run through them like it was a hot knife, through Sam Houston like it was a hot knife through butter.
What do you think the Sam Houston mascot is?
I don't remember. All I know is they lost.
Something tells me this has changed from what it maybe used to be.
In other words, you're trying to say they changed from the yesteryears? You trying to drop a little dig like Landfill?
No, I don't know, but they're now the Bearcats, and cats is spelled with a K. Something tells me that's a more modern name than...
Either that or it's a misprint.
Dog, if Sam Houston used to be like the Rifles or the Revolvers or something, would that surprise you?
Nah, they wasn't that. No, they lost.
We got late game, 7:30. Stanford at Hawaii. Mm. What do you think the spread is for Stanford at Hawaii?
So Stanford is favorite?
No.
Hawaii is favorite?
Yes.
By 18.
No, slim.
3.
A little less than home field. 2.5.
2.5.
White Brian's not here. I assume we have no track record of who did what in our bets.
I won. Is White Brian not here?
I think we all win.
Not true. He sent me the results. I came in first. That's all you need to know.
That's a lie.
That's fake.
That's
fake
a straight
news.
Lie. First of all, I'm starting to realize.
I think I took the Giants.
White Brian
Giants
and Black Jeff are probably the same people. I mean, they just decide to show up when they feel like it sometimes.
Who is at work more regularly, White Brian or Jeff?
Me, easily.
Landfill?
Easily. And I'm more on time than all of us on this show.
White Brian has more vacation than anybody I know.
Yeah, he might beat you, JP.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, he went on a week vacation, came back.
He's also
days.
Only worked here like 4 months or whatever.
And he been on a week vacation, came back, and went 5 days again.
The most shocking thing is White Brian has a podcast.
No, I knew that. He told me that early.
I found that out. White Brian does have a lot of jobs, and my guess is this is the only one that requires him to physically be in the location.
So
Sirius does too.
He got tired of listening. He said, "I'm not going in today. I'm gonna stay home. I'm gonna stay home in my other place of employment at his house to do his podcast."
He doesn't associate with criminals.
Yep. Now, JP, man, you got a lot of friends back in your. Kicking you to the curb.
Oh, what a wild ride.
You just rat yourself out and stuff.
What a wild ride this show is. Thank you to everybody who listened today. Thank you to all the folks in the stream. Thank you to Brad Jackson for joining us. Thank you to Jason Lockamfora for joining us.
He was way
us.
More tame than I thought.
Yeah.
Than he would normally be.
B-Jack dialed it back.
See, I didn't tell a story about him in the basement. I wouldn't do that on air.
Appreciate that. Thank you to everybody that called in. Really good day of calls.
You
minus
would.
Agent Harper, who may or may not be. Ooh. Because I was so late this morning, I parked on the street outside of the office. Do we think I got a ticket?
You might be told.
Jeff, you think I got a ticket today?
Let's hope we both don't.
Yeah, J-Dog's forever, baby.
Oh, man, I left mine on the damn charger.
Oh, thief! Hold up.
Nope.
You're only allowed to charge it for 3 hours.
No.
That means you did 4. Well, you owe an hour's worth of electricity.
You should tell those Teslas that park every day damn near down there. When you finally get one, you take advantage of it.
So what about the other people that take pens?
The pens?
Yeah. If I'm a thief for taking a pen, you're a thief for taking an hour
extra
electric.
They don't charge you for it.
Grant and Danny coming your way next.
And you're a snitch.
If you made it this far, you said it. You said it over there. Made it this far, I owe you a pen.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.